One thing I would always tell young people would ask me, how do you avoid marrying some turkey? I said, well, one of the things you can do is find out who the person's friends are. And again, this is hardly very profound advice. And if all their friends are new and yet they're 25 years old, you might wonder how they've passed through all the earlier phases of friends and not carried any of them with you. Changing classes at short intervals is a drill to prepare kids for changing associates, domiciles, mates, and possessions in dizzying and eternal profusion. A climate of low-level dissatisfaction is the very air that a mass production economy must breathe. I mean, God forbid that any of you would fall in love with a pair of shoes like my father didn't wear them for 25 years. You're meant to be bored instantly with what you buy, or very shortly afterward, or terrified into thinking that that computer that you struggled for a year to set up in on your desk is now hopelessly out of date and will do more harm for you. So hurry and work more and buy another one, which will be replaced reliably in the next 6 months to a year. Well-schooled people must be poorly trained in history, philosophy, economics, literature, poetry, music, art, theology, in anything known through history to develop a personal inner life. Well-schooled people need lifelong tutelage, cradle-to-grave schooling to make any sense of their days. Mass entertainment and mass journalism provide that tutelage long after school is done. Over a century ago, great industrialists, with the help of academics and politicians, set out to rewrite the laws of supply and demand. They knew that if centralized producers learned to create demand for whatever could be produced most efficiently, the moral world could be turned upside down and those dogs at the top could bark there forever. The problem of succession, which doomed Rome and every other empire in human history to date, would finally have found its solution. Thus, schoolrooms became laboratories of experimentation on young minds, research centers of scientific management. To be quit of this school nightmare demands first that we wake up to what our schools have evolved into. They are servants of corporate business and big government management. If you seek a change in schooling, you're going to first have to repudiate that fatal belief you have that if only government could be given more control, or only business, then all would sort itself out. In the United States, Mr. Nader was right. Both political parties work to exactly the same ends. There will be no relief from that quarter, from leapfrogging political parties. Another repudiation you're going to have to make is that you must begin to regard modern North America as neither a democracy or a republic. It is clearly an empire careening out of control, bent on projecting its own domestic controls to the entire planet. Now, what to do about this personally? Learn to be a saboteur of this thing. Throw sand in the gears of the machine wherever you can. There is no way to reform it. It does exactly what it was designed to do. Recognize the paradox of extended childhood, the blessings that it brings to managers while it curses your children, the prosperity it invests the economy with by converting spirits destined for independence into whining, greedy, bored children who define themselves by what they consume. That prize is too contemptible to be worth the cost when you next find yourself appalled by the infantile and irresponsible behavior you see all around you. Think of school as its forge and try to do something personally about it. Now, if you'd like to follow these arguments further, I have a 310,000-word book out at the book table. It's prior to the actual publication, so not many people have seen it yet. And it's although it's priced in American dollars, if any of you would like to own it, you can have it for the Canadian dollar equivalent. So it says $30 American, but it's $30 Canadian for today only. Don't tell anyone else I said that. Also, if you'd like to know what other projects I'm working on with some other people, go to my website, johntaylorgatto.com, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Thank you. God bless. Thank you very much.